too long now. I'm on fresh butter.
Would butter spoil too?
Well, I call it spoiling, don't you, Lori?
Yeah.
When it gets to smelling so old and rank. Whew, I can't do nothing fancy but throw it away.
Do people around here make anything with the meat from a hog head?
Yeah, we made, some people called it hog head cheese. We always called it sass.
You like that?
Yes, I do. Boil that hog head good and take it and chip it all to pieces. Put enough salt to it to have it salted. Put a little black pepper and most of people puts a little bit of red pepper chipped up in it, make it a little bit hot. Now I can't eat it, but if it's hot, I never could eat pepper. And not much enough to count. I didn't want anything in mine but just salted so it would taste, you know. But you boil it good and then mix it all up. Put it in something, put a lid on top of it, and put a lid on, a weight on that lid. Have it fixed, you know, like this with your pan around here. Your lid just go nearly to the edge. You put that weight on there and it'll press every bit that grease out. It'll be caked up around the edge.
Yes, ma'am.
You can take that sauce out then in a big cake and slice it and eat it, and I love it. But now this that you buy at stores has got something like jello in it.
Mm.
They put something in it to congeal it, you know, in the place of pressing it together. I don't care for it.
Yes, ma'am. What about the hog liver? Did you ever do anything with that?
Yeah, we always save the livers and eat them. They're good, I thought. Boil them now. My mother had a way of cooking that we liked it. She'd take backbone and different kind of bony pieces of meat, sometimes ribs, and the liver and what they call the nails, a little something in a hog. Put it all in a big old pot together and boil it. And I thought, and it'd be real rich, and I thought it was good. We all eat.
Did you ever make any kind of liver pudding or liver sausage, something like that?
Well, sometimes, but we didn't care for that much. I don't remember us ever making liver sausage. We made liver hash is what we made.
Yes, ma'am. I've heard of this in some places in the South, but it doesn't sound too appealing, but have you ever heard of people in this area ever using the hog's blood for anything?
Yes, sir. That used to be a very popular dish, but I never eat any of it. Blood pudding.
Mm. How was that made?
I don't know. I heard about it, but I didn't see any.
But people did make it around here?
Not now. They said they used to make it, though, a long time ago.
I don't think I'd care for any of that.
I know I wouldn't have been. I never saw any made. My daddy would have fell out if anybody had put any of that around him.
What about this thick sour milk that women used to keep around the kitchen to make things out of? Some people, I think, just drank it like it was.
We never drank it after it got sour. We wanted our buttermilk. Churn it, and way back then we didn't have ice, you know. Mama would pour hers up in a big old enamel pitcher or bucket or something and set it in cold water, have her container water out of the well, you know. That's the only way we had to cool in it. When it'd get cool, that's when we wanted to drink it, and then we was through with it. We didn't want it hot, but you can keep it one or two days pretty good to cook with.
Mm-hmm. Well, what is that?